This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the day's other news, a deadline expired in Ethiopia for leaders in a rebellious northern region to surrender. Ethiopia's military has massed tanks and guns around Tigray's capital city and warned of an all-out assault. The country's prime minister today rejected international calls for dialogue and warned against any interference from outside. Hong Kong's chief executive says the territory has regained stability thanks to a national security law imposed by China last June. The measure effectively criminalized most dissent. But today, Carrie Lam told city lawmakers that it put an end to protests and chaos.
Over the past 4 months or so, the law has been remarkably effective in restoring stability. Advocacies of Hong Kong independence and collusions with external forces have progressively subsided. After a year of social unrest with fear for personal safety, Hong Kong people can once again enjoy their basic rights and freedoms according to the law.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong say the law has eroded freedom of speech and autonomy from Beijing. Back in this country, Wall Street faltered on news of another week of rising unemployment claims. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 173 points to close below 30,000, a day after breaking that barrier for the first time. The Nasdaq rose 57 points, but the S&P 500 fell 5 points. And two passings of note today. Former World Bank President James Wolfensohn died in New York after suffering pneumonia. The Australian-American lawyer and economist spent years in finance and politics and chaired the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts before moving to the World Bank in 1995. There, for two terms, he attacked corruption and promoted debt relief. James Wolfensohn was 86 years old. And soccer legend Diego Maradona has died of a heart attack in Argentina. He won a World Cup title for the Argentines in 1986. Against England, Maradona scored the infamous Hand of God goal when he illegally punched the ball in. But minutes later, he showed why he may have been the best ever, gliding past defenders on a run toward another goal. In later years, he battled cocaine use and health problems. Diego Maradona was 60 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Navajo Nation struggles with rising COVID cases and limited hospital access. We visit Minneapolis to see how policing has changed in the wake of George Floyd's killing. A Mexican chef on the transformative power of the country's cuisine, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.